Here is the trends, Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, looking back a little bit on Everton, on Wolves, looking at the wider picture and looking ahead to what our opponents are likely to be up to against us by looking back at what they've been up to relatively recently. All pretty straightforward stuff, this Josh, all the way through. Liverpool, though, off the back of two games, four goals scored, three goals conceded, both of them with pretty murky ends, but one of them Liverpool seeing out. It's an odd one, the Wolves game, in the cold light of day, but it also comes in the cold light of Everton. A game where not a great deal happens. I've got the pass networks here, first and foremost, and one of the things that's striking is how unconnected a large number of the players actually are on both sides. There seem to be a lot of getting bogged down in certain areas of the pitch, I think, for both of the sides. This is just a start 11. Curtis Jones does make a difference, but it does feel as though it was a game which very deliberately did not have fluency. And from the way the Liverpool manager spoke after the Wolves game, it was almost as though he was very pleased and impressed with the mental strength his side showed in the game against Everton, and was just ultimately frustrated they didn't get the reward.
Yeah, strange week, I think, so far. I think the Everton game was, I think it was terrible.
It was a terrible game.
I think Liverpool were terrible as well.
Yep, I agree.
I think we had six shots in the game, which is our fewest under Arsenal.
Well, you're going to see all of that in a minute.
Yeah, bad. And in the Wolves game, we don't have a single shot in the second half. So, really weird week. So I understand some concerns. I think Slot's right to point out mentality and stuff like that, getting over the line and things. But I don't think we're at that point yet where we can afford to be like Siege, you know,
yep,
getting over the line. But we're still, you know, 13 games out of the end. So I think we need to all relax a little bit and get back to what we've been good at for the past 7 months or something like that.